Oh, Lord, Father, continue to discipline us and show us the way to be able to build on you. Shake loose those things that shouldn't be part of us. And I thank you that in these shaking times, we can hold on to you and get through to the other side and say, wow, didn't like that, but Lord, I'm firm, I'm stronger because of you. Not by my own design, but by your design. And so, Lord, today we submit to you in a new way, in a way that we're asking you to take those add-ons, those things that we shouldn't have, and just shake them loose and help us focus on you. We love you, Lord, in your name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, guys. Welcome. How are you guys doing this morning? That's right. It's beautiful. You're like, I'm inside. I'm not getting sunburned. Because, boy, for me, the top of my head gets burned. But anyway, we're excited. I'm excited to see what we have here for Father's Day. Some special stuff coming up in a minute. But before we get to that, I want to embarrass a couple of people. Because I can. I've got a microphone. So embarrassing people is something I can do, and it's really good. I have three people I would like to have stand up. Alex, James, and Seth, why don't you guys stand up? I know, they're like, oh, really? 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 These three this year have graduated high school. They have done a phenomenal job working hard, putting in all sorts of extra time and hours, some of them doing even stuff through college courses. But let's just pray for them. Just right now, wherever you are, reach out to them. Lord, we thank you for these guys right here. We thank you for who they are becoming, the way that they have changed over the years. I thank you for the foundation that's already been placed in their lives by their family, by those around them in church. Lord, I thank you for what you have in store for them. And I know we all have plans. They have plans. Lord, I thank you for the plans that you've placed in their heart. And we ask for the things to for success in these areas where they step forward trusting in you, in your name. Amen. Congrats, you guys. We're excited for you. That's right. Nothing worse than somebody standing up here saying they're going to embarrass people. It's good. All right, so I want to go ahead and move us into the next thing. I have Michelle Breed wanting to come up here and share a few words with you guys. That's right. Let's give her a huge, come on, bigger than that. Come on. Come on. Good morning, Michelle. Tell us about the fun stuff we've got going on.
Okay. Kurt asked me to say a prayer over the fathers this morning. But first, you know, we have the fifth commandment says to honor your father and mother that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. And we have two holidays in America that do that. Mother's Day and Father's Day, but those aren't enough to just, you know, to give our parents the honor they deserve. And I just wanted everybody to take a few minutes to, if your father is here, tell him that you love him, hug him, and uncles and grandfathers and the men that, you know, influence us. So maybe like 5 minutes to do that because they need to hear it all the time. And then I'll pray. Okay. I hope all the dads got hugs and love from their kids. And if you aren't a dad, that, you know, you were, somebody said that you were appreciated because all of you are. And now I'm going to take a moment to pray. Dear Lord, thank you for being our perfect father, for showing us the way to live by first setting the example and loving us unconditionally. Thank you for our fathers, grandfathers, uncles, brothers, husbands, and for all the men in our lives who love and lead us, who provide and teach and influence us. Help us show them how much they are loved. May all of them know your deep and abiding love and our love for them. Bless and keep them, Lord. And as we always say at our table, when we pray, protect those who protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. So we're going to be doing some pie eating here in a few minutes, and we'll make sure as parents you can grab slices of pies for your kids. But before we jump into that, I want to give you guys a little bit of an idea of what we're going to be doing today. It's going to be a good time of hanging out and enjoying time at the table. But we're going to spend some time looking at Psalm 23, and I'm going to read that up here for you in just a moment. And then what I'm going to have you guys do is just, there's some questions at your table. You guys can just spend some time looking over these questions and discussing what it means. And we're going to end the streaming here in just a few minutes, too. And we just don't need to have, you know, the stream just staring at a blank, empty stage. But I want to read Psalm 23 to you guys. You guys have heard this before, but I want you to think about it today. Think about it from David's perspective. Think about it from your perspective. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength, and he guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I won't be afraid because you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect me and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessing. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. So before you start diving into the questions, before you start getting too ahead of yourselves, we're going to open up the pie, we're going to open up the coffee back there. Take a couple minutes to get a slice for you. Again, parents, you're welcome to get a slice for your kids, or you can tell them they have to wait until afterwards anyway and just get the leftovers. Whatever you guys want to end up doing. But we're going to take a few minutes to go ahead and gather that, and then come back to your table and just discuss. At the pace that you need, we'll give it probably about 25 minutes or so for you guys to go through this. You might not get through them all. What was that, April? Yes, dads get to go first. Yeah. Ooh, that feels weird saying that. That feels really weird. But I want to invite you guys to go ahead and go do that at this time. Thank you, and enjoy discussing this portion of Scripture.